bringing Christ to the nations and this devotion to your day. Here's Pastor Ken Klaus.
A text for our devotion from the second chapter of Hebrews. Let us run with endurance the race that is set before us, looking to Jesus, the founder and perfecter of our faith. We have a new office building going up downtown. That doesn't surprise me. We always have an office building going up in downtown St. Louis. What does amaze me is the men who put those office buildings up. I'm referring to those special individuals who walk the girders way up in the sky. Last week I had a chance to talk with one of those men, and I asked him how he managed to keep going without losing his balance. He shrugged and said, "You get used to it." Seeing I was really interested, he continued, "The first rule is don't ever look down or around. Keep your eyes on the place you are walking toward. Then you don't get frightened." That's a great rule. Keep your eyes on where you're going. That rule is applicable to things other than walking on steel girders. Hunters need to keep their eye on where they're going when they go into the field. Motorists need to keep their eye on where they're going when they're driving their car. Above all, you need to keep your eye on where you're going when it comes to eternal life. If you look down at all the things the world has to offer, all the temptations that the devil places in front of you, it can get frightening, disconcerting, dangerous. It's too easy to fall. That's why we need to look at the place where we're going, and just as importantly, look at the person Jesus who is taking us there. When we see his cradle, his cross, his empty tomb, our fears disappear and we know we are safe. Look at Jesus, and you'll feel safe. And you don't have to take my word for it. You can take it from a man who walks the high steel for a living. We pray. Dear precious Lord, when our eyes are focused on you, we can be safe from things which ordinarily might be overwhelming to us. Let us look to the Holy Spirit who guides, supports, and directs us. Keep us from sin and spiritual stumbles so that we may stay on the path which leads directly to you. In Jesus' name, amen.